This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. This week, 7 ways bullies use name calling to gain control. Welcome to Anatomy of Success. Each week, if you're new here, we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity, better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. When we move in the direction of evolving in those 4 categories and taking the steps necessary to improve our quality of life through meaningful relationships, great jobs, and successful careers, and better health, life gets a lot better, I promise you that. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our audio podcast if you like, and then head over to weatherology.com. Grab the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. Find me under About Us at the top of that page. We can connect on social media. Now, name calling is never okay, and it's a sign of low intelligence as well. Not to mention, anyone that calls someone a name is a bully and not very bright. People who lack the ability to engage in substantive arguments use name calling as a tool to silence their adversaries. Psychology is simple. I call you a name which creates a cognitive bias that promotes propaganda consistent with a negative opinion. People in power, leaders in particular, use this technique at attempting to manipulate public opinion, and they gain control in the process. In politics, business, and personal relationships, name calling is a form of abuse, and people that use name calling are operating with low emotional intelligence. We can try to justify labels by suggesting our ambitions are legitimate. Regardless, the outcome is the same. Name calling puts people on the defensive and forces them to defend false accusations or engage in confrontation. Never a good strategy for quality relationships. Great leaders and our friends in general respond better when we have self-awareness and use common sense in having constructive, productive conversations. So we have to demand more of ourselves and our leaders so that we can move in a more positive direction. Name calling, hurling insults, only pushes people apart. Great leaders understand the implications of dangerous rhetoric and they avoid it like the plague. And we should too. So how do we recognize people who lack emotional intelligence and use name calling as a weapon? Here are 7 ways bullies use name calling to gain control. Negative bias. People that use name-calling assume the worst about everybody. They have poor self-esteem, and many are narcissists that have a superior opinion of themselves. This is common with elite individuals that measure success predicated on academic achievement. When we assume we are better than someone based on what we think we know, we project our impatience and prejudice on people. Name-callers have a deep negative bias that assumes certain people are horrible based on preconceived ideas. Presumptuous. Everyone has an opinion. It doesn't mean it's accurate. That's the problem with ideas dreamed up in academia. Theories are like business plans. They are ideas that haven't been proven. And until they are, it's merely speculation that often agitates, validates, or divides. Great leaders don't have the luxury of being presumptuous, and they can't assume they have all the answers. Most businesses fail because people lack the ability to finesse around tumultuous challenges. We can't bring people together based on adamant ideas rooted in bias. Forcing people to adopt our beliefs creates dissension, regardless of who is right or wrong. Deficient. People with poor emotional intelligence neglect the little things. They forget people's names and make no effort to develop rapport with people. They are in a hurry to shove their opinion down our throat and have poor regard for alternative viewpoints. Calling people names is much easier than doing the hard work of creating strong connections in the spirit of mutual benefit. Me. People with poor emotional intelligence have a shift response that guides the conversation toward themselves. They think they have all the answers and seek validation for their opinions. Anyone who has the audacity to disagree is castigated in the spirit of public humiliation. Sound familiar? Me monsters aren't interested in creating harmony, cohesiveness, cooperation. They believe in autocratic rule, their way or the highway. Talk. Name callers and egomaniacs are focused on what they have to say. They aren't interested in listening to understand. That takes too much effort. It's all about them, their ideas, their agenda, their beliefs. They will ram that opinion down our throat and make it obvious they're not interested in compassionate style of leadership techniques. Name callers never hear what's being said. They are too busy talking. preoccupied. People with poor emotional intelligence aren't interested in genuine connection. They always have an agenda, and their time is more important than ours. When we fail to press our leaders with tough questions, we allow them to gain momentum with ideas that can be destructive. Healthy organizations value everybody's opinion, and great leaders stay involved in difficult conversations without being easily distracted. When we are preoccupied with our beliefs, we don't seek the truth, only consensus. But 9. Underneath all the bravado, arrogance, and conceit is a little person with poor self-esteem. They crave the spotlight, they crave attention, and they crave control. People with poor emotional intelligence believe they are smarter than everybody and operate with high levels of narcissistic tendencies. Many people in politics fit that description perfectly. When people peel back the layer behind the arrogance, they see a shallow person mired in mediocrity. They have the loudest voice but lack any substance. We got to learn to think critically, especially today. There's a lot of these things we talked about happening, and we need to be aware of those things in our personal, professional, and political life so that we don't get manipulated by people that intentionally use words and name-calling to get the best of us. Let's share your thoughts in the comments section, contribute to this conversation. Until next week, this is Anatomy of Success. I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.